All right, give me 1 second. This is Pirkei Avos and Zav. We are Isaac Friedman here. We are up to Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Sechanishna, Shukesh Roshav, Yossi, Shmuel, Shmuel, Ben Yitzchak. And just get the other name. And Yaakov Mordechai, Yaakov Tzvi Ben and Yaakov Tzvi Ben Chamorachau. All right, so let's open it up. All right, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Who I Omer, you would say, Nagat Shmei, Avid Shmei. One who makes Hashem's name great, one who makes his own name great, causes his name to be destroyed. It's Blame of Fish Yafes. One who does not increase his knowledge decreases it. I believe we did this last time, but we'll do this again. So we'll do Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, and if we have time, check off. I'll save it away. Yalef, Kata Chayiv. One who does not study Torah is deserving of death. With the Avshmash, the Chasaga Chalav. And he who makes improper use of the crown of Torah will be Nifter. So I've heard says on this that a good name, a Shem Tov, that endures must come from doing things that are Lishma, doing Chasadim Mitzvot for no motive other than the fact that he has to. It has to be L'shem Shemayim for the sake of heaven, and it has to be L'shma. And for one who is greedy and is doing it to get a good name for himself and for honor, and look at me, I did that, his peers will soon discover that he's selfish and he's greedy, and it will quickly lead him to also have bad conduct, and then whatever good reputation he had will fade away. There's ever one fear where no one should ever feel that he has done enough, and that is in Limud HaTorah and doing mitzvot. He who continues everything by rote, not improving, is actually regressing, not progressing. He who does not study is not worthy of life because he is not willing to learn for which he is giving life for. The statement may seem harsh, as I've heard, but it was never more justified than it was in those past days in the history of our people, Bnei Yisrael, when all schooling was free of charge and everyone had knowledge, had da'as, and it deemed it his duty to give his da'as to anybody who would like to learn from him. There was no better than the statement of Hillel. According to the account, that Hillel was so poor that he earned no more than one tarpuk a day, and he would give half to the doorkeeper of the base madrash to go in. The other one, he would use the other half for his family and for food. One day he couldn't find work and he couldn't pay to go into the base madrash. Therefore, he went on to the skylight on the roof of the base madrash and he listened to Shmaya and Avtalion all night long. Next morning, when it seemed unusually dark, when some men came to investigate, they came upon Hillel buried under a feet of snow, fallen throughout the night. Therefore, they realized that he was under. That's why the Mishnah says, "Hello, Michael Maniam." The man preached properly and economic wonders as an excuse for not studying. Let him be reminded of the example of Hillel, who went above and beyond what he had to do. Give me 1 second. All right. The crown refers to the Kesser Torah, the crown of the knowledge of Torah. We would also debase this crown by making it as the use of a common tool for the opinion of honor for personal advantage. The lesson from this is that if we're doing something, we should do it lishma, lishim shemayim. Okay. You're valid. Toy Omer, he would also say, this is still Hillel talking. Im inani mili, famous song, comes from this on Mishnah. If I'm not for myself, mili ushanu asmi, who will be for me? If I am for myself only, what am I? And if not now, then when? So there's a lot we could learn from this. A lot. So Bartanura breaks this down. In ani li. So not for myself. Im ein ani zocha ba'atzmi, if I am not zocha for myself, who will have zochas for me? Luchshana ba'atzmi, ba'afilu zochasi im amatzi, and even if I have zochas for myself, mahu hazochas hazeh, ufama nachzi hu kenegan masa ani chayvo asos. What is this zochas, and what is the worth compared to what is I am obligated to do? And if not now, but olam hazeh, in this world, emesai, when? Ki achar hamabasiyah shav is kos od. You don't, after a person dies, you can't have any more schos, you can't do mitzvot. And if not now, then when? If not now, we don't know what's going to happen. There's a big pandemic going around right now, you know, it's a perfect example. Do we know what's going to happen a second from that? We don't. So we have to take advantage of every single opportunity we have and not saying, I'll do it later. And I fall for this all the time. We all do. And it's a bad meat on a bad trade. And the Mishnah here is telling us that we absolutely cannot have that thought. It shouldn't even be a thought. So, so Martinu is basically interpreting this on the level that we need to take every opportunity we can. Obviously, no one's expecting us to learn all day. We have other things we need to do, but whenever we have an opportunity, take it. Don't wait, for we don't know when things are going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen, so why wait? Rinu Yona, just in English, says that, if I'm not for me, who will be for me? If I don't rebuke my... Hillel was saying that if he doesn't rebuke myself to be careful about the mitzvot and do everything, who would be there to rebuke him and make him aware, since the prompting of others is only done on a temporary basis. But when an individual motivates himself each and every day, he increases himself to single thoughts in order to do Hashem's will. There was no forgetting before Hashem when his heart desires it. It's a straight path in front of an individual. You have to want it. A person has to want to do something. Yes, there are things we have to do that we don't want to do, but in order to do something well, we have to want to do it and have the desire to do it and have the drive to do it. And when I am for myself, who will be for me? When am I? Hillel was saying that he still cannot reach oneself of what he is obligated to do. And they need a muscle about this. Reading on brings out. What is this similar? To a king who gave a seal to his servants and agreed with him that his portion would be 30 core. They brought him 5 core. The king said, didn't I agree with you it would be 30 core? He said to him, king, the seal that he gave us was of low quality. We sweated greatly on it. We were not able to get out of it more than 5 cores. So they said in front of Agadatarcho, this Torah that you have given us from our youth, as it said, in Bereshit, the impulse of man's heart is evil from his youth. And even when a man sweats to do what is right in the eyes of Hashem, Man cannot only accomplish a small part of what he is chiyuv to do, for he knows our impulse. He's mindful that we are dust. Perhaps the Rinyon is saying we have to change our mindset. We have to do what is right. Because in lo achshav im atzad, for not now, then when? And a first check on this, that it is only through a person's own efforts that they can attain spiritual and moral worth, where the most essential attributes to which a person can aspire, reach for the stars, aspire for greatness, do it lishma, primarily on himself, his own diligence, his own efforts, and his good sense that man must depend. The process of being Kenyan and preserving the goods he needs. True, others can help him, but without honest effort on his own part, he won't be able to acquire. Even though he may have become who and what he solely is by his own efforts, the man must never say it's only because of himself, because Hashem always helps us. Hashem is there for us, and he always helps us, and we should be zocheh to have Mashiach greet us.